Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, PodcastOne.com, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
3, 2, 1.
Live from Los Angeles,
it's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton
Podcast.
With my man,
Chris Booker.
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
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 Perez, Perez Hilton.
Y'all ready?
It's the PHP.
Hey guys, welcome to the PHP. I'm Chris Booker. That's Perez Hilton. How are you?
Oh my God, I am so relieved. Listen, fast forward. If you are not a parent, fast forward until you just hear other stuff. Or maybe you just are curious. I'm so relieved because I had a Zoom with the principal of my children's school and all of the other parents. And we finally got confirmation that we are going back to school in the fall. What that looks like remains to be seen. They are exploring a bunch of different scenarios. I personally am advocating for a split schedule, meaning either every morning or every afternoon, because at least then it's consistent and kids know that they're going to go to school every single day. I hate the concept of, quote, wasting money. But what's happening this year for parents that send their kids to private school, which might not be the majority, which is not the majority, but whatever, we're paying the same, but we're not going to get the same in return.
I didn't know they didn't like cut you a break.
No, no.
Well, that kind of sucks. You should get a discount next year then.
It's unlikely. It's such a crazy time right now, especially because, you know, we live in Los Angeles and like, hello, look, Booker's the perfect example. He got laid off from his job. It sucked. So many people that I know are starting to get laid off or furloughed. And typically, usually, entertainment is recession proof, but not this time around. Music agents being fired. It sucks, but it's not all bad. I am part of this new soap opera that, if you guys did not check it out, it's available now to watch on Logo's YouTube channel and their Facebook channel. If you want to see me and Morgan Fairchild, you probably have no idea who she is, right?
Me? Of course I do. I'm old.
Morgan, I got to be in this soap opera with Morgan Fairchild. It's called Melange. If you're a fan of those old school soaps like Dynasty or Falcon Crest or Dallas or even Melrose Place, check it out. Now that we're heading into summer and fall and life for the next year or two in a pandemic, there's this new trend that's been starting in Europe. And I don't know how I feel about it. The drive-in concert trend. Have you seen this?
Yeah, sounds dumb.
Yeah. Although, that got me thinking, I would love to go to a drive-in movie.
Now, I could see that making a comeback because that is a social solution for everything. But it's just the real estate. It costs a lot. You have to have a big open field somewhere that you could park 200 cars in, and what's that look like?
You could do it in the parking lots of stadiums. Duh. That's equipped to handle thousands of cars. Just have 200 cars. Do it on a micro level.
You'd have to build the screen somehow, and I'm sure somebody could come up with a way to do that.
No.
On the cheap?
It's already on the cheap. There are some people that, in some parts of the country, they've already started to do this. They're showing drive-in movies on inflatable movie screens. Not really expensive.
You could buy those now if you wanted one for your yard. I have a friend that had one. He'd have people over and always have movies playing. And it looks pretty good, too.
Yeah, I would love to go to a drive-in movie. I'm going to try to see if I can. I know that there is one in Los Angeles. I'm going to try to go to one.
Yeah.
That'd be a fun experience for my kids. Exciting there, but no to the drive-in concerts. I wonder what's going to happen with Broadway.
Oh, I know.
I doubt Broadway is going to be able to reopen anytime. I mean, shows like in Vegas might be able to make it work. Everybody's just going to have to work together. Crazy times. Brian Austin Green, Megan Fox's now ex, has a podcast. Everybody's got a podcast these days. And in the podcast, he addressed in detail the split from Megan Fox, and it was all her wanting. He was caught off guard. She came back from filming in Europe and said that she felt more like herself and wanted to explore spending time apart. Yeah, because she had already met Machine Gun Kelly there. I'm shocked that he's being so mature about this all, but like, if you had the realization that your girlfriend most likely, or your baby mama, I don't think they were ever married, but your partner of a decade plus had an affair while filming a movie, I don't know if I could be that cool about things.
Well, there's no proof that they had an affair. It's just proof that they split up.
They had an affair. Are you kidding?
Well, I've said this before and I'll say it again. When you're done, sometimes you're done. And it sounds like a long time coming on both ends. And the fact that he's being mature about it, and he can talk about it into a microphone, says to me that he came to peace with this a long time ago, that this is a long time coming and he's just happy to be on to whatever it's going to be next. It doesn't even sound like a lot of hurt anymore. And I'm sure it still hurts. My God, it was your partner for a decade, but still, and you got kids together, but still, I think you just get to a point when you realize, hey, we're done here.
Okay, fine. But then to add salt to your wound.
Okay, you're right. Like flaunting Machine Gun Kelly in front of everybody. That's a bullshit move on her part.
Then being in his music video. That's a little too much or tacky.
Well, like what came first, the chicken or the egg? It's one of those. Like, how did it play out?
The film was last year. That music video was shot this year, if not this month, okay? I'm pretty sure that it was filmed in quarantine. Like, it was a boring-ass video filmed in a house. Mm-hmm. I think it was tacky and uncalled for.
Well, here's the thing.
Especially because he's the father of their three children.
Okay, good point. But here's the thing. How long ago did Megan and Brian really break up? And we didn't know about
last year.
There could have been a year in between those two even, quote, being a couple still. At some point, she is going to have to come out with somebody, or he's going to have to come out with somebody, although no one would care if he came out with anybody. I think that it just, you got to rip off the Band-Aid, and that's what they did. The fact that it's with someone that she worked with, and now they did a video together, it seems tacky. It just seems like, hey, you did the movie. That's great. You guys fell for one another. Your relationship maybe was over. Fine. You make the announcement and now there's a video of you two together and you're doing it's like, that just seems a little tacky to me.
And actually, I also was just disappointed with the video. Did you see the video?
No. Who could watch that?
They were trying to be sexy and stuff, but it wasn't. Like, if you're going to go for it, then fucking go for it. Like, I wanted it to be like, give me like
porn.
A, yeah.
Like, give me soft porn.
Yeah, give me soft. Like, they didn't even fucking go for it. Like, how pussy. It was a pussy ass, punk ass, lame-o video. Whatever. All right. And more couples news. Scott Disick, as we've spoken about, is no longer together with Sophia Richie. I'm pretty sure we talked about that on the podcast, right?
We did. Yes, indeed.
They're not together anymore. She's with that mystery dude or just hanging with friends or whatever it may be. But Scott is hanging out again with his baby mama, Kourtney Kardashian. They're all social distancing together in Utah because, you know, when you're rich, you can travel and get on planes and do whatever you want.
Sure.
Because
yeah, there's no rules for rich people.
No. I don't know. What do you make of Scott and Kourtney quarantining together?
Their parents. I think they're way past any sort of romantic notion. I think he's had some trouble. She cares about him still. Obviously, she cares about him being a father. He still wants to be a father, wants to be involved. I don't think it's anything other than that's what you sign up for when you decide to have kids together. It's the kids are forever and, you know, whatever you need to do. I don't think it's any sort of romantic thing at all.
I mean, I wouldn't rule out the possibility of a reconciliation, though. I think he still loves her and would get back together with him. And I think she still loves him, too. I don't know. We'll see. It's nice to hold out hope for something. I'm rooting for them. speaking of the Kardashians, once again, like our caller said in the last show, Perez Adonis.
That kid said Perez Adonis, which was funny.
Hush. She's not a kid. She's in her 30s.
Sounds like a kid.
Now, or may even be in her 40s, actually, I think. Perez Adonis called it again.
Perez a dumbass.
I think a month ago, or maybe even 2 months ago now, I said that now, like right around now, more and more creators and celebrities and people were going to start joining OnlyFans.
You did. I do recall that.
They sure have. The latest person to join OnlyFans, Black China.
Well, what else does she have to do?
Dream Kardashian's mother is now selling adult content on OnlyFans. And if you want a deal for $127, you can get a 3-month package to Black China's OnlyFans.
I'm going to pass. When you go on this, is it assumed that you're always going to see nudity and porn? Like, this is like porn, right?
Yeah.
If you're on OnlyFans, you're showing cock or vagina or something,
yeah.
Right?
$50 a month for Black China.
I don't know. Once I've seen it once, do I really need to see it again?
I don't know. I don't know who... You know what it is?
I don't know who signs up for that.
You know what it is that the really, really... Well, it's two things. It's like the horny dudes and maybe some women, but also it gives you access to the people. So you sign up your $50 for the month and then you can direct message them and tip them. Mm. And the more you tip them, if you tip these people, they'll respond back to you. So they... It's like, yeah, it's crazy.
Why is it prostitution just legal in every state?
It should be legal.
Just let people fuck.
I don't have any issue with it, so long as everybody's adults and consenting. Also, you don't care about this person, but maybe some of our listeners do. There's this big YouTuber named Tana Mojo. Tana Mojo also signed up for an OnlyFans account, and she's got 4 or 6 million YouTube subscribers. I forget, a lot. And she had an MTV show. Do you think? Okay, let me ask you this.
Well, how old's a kid? I have no idea. You got to give me that.
She's 21, I think, or 22.
Barely legal. Good.
Legal's 18. You used to work at MTV. Should or would MTV fire her for signing up for this adult thing and starting to release adult content now?
It's such a different world. When I was on MTV, if you did something else, it would be construed as selling out. I mean, me crossing from MTV2 to MTV, people called me a sellout. The fact that I interviewed rock bands and one day showed up interviewing Britney Spears, I caught so much shit for it. So it's just a different day. I don't think they'd care. I think the network is so, and I'm sorry to say, caved in. No one really cares. I think any attention they get at all, they're happy about because it's such a different landscape.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know because I wonder what the demo of the... I guess it depends on the metrics, like who the audience of MTV is.
If it's young.
Yeah, if it's still 13, 14, 15-year-old girls, I don't know. If it's girls in their 20s, then I don't care.
You know, they're being exposed to it all day now, though. I mean, if you go to TikTok, it's like a camel toe fest, okay? It really is. And it's girls with see-through tops and it's nothing. But like, why are you in your underwear dancing in front of a camera? And I know, oh, it's the dance moves. Well, I don't think like pervy old dudes are there for the dance moves. You know, I just think it's getting more graphic as we go. So I feel like the boundaries are being tested more and more by every platform. I didn't think we could get sluttier than Instagram. You know, the influencers.
TikTok is not sluttier than Instagram. Okay. No,
oh, my
not.
God. It blows it away.
No
You've got
way.
To be kidding me. Perez, I'm going to start sending you some pictures of things I see on TikTok. The sexualization of little girls, of people. Let's say they're 18, 19, 17, and what they're putting out there and what they're wearing. Hey, here's me doing a split. Check out my small intestines. I mean, you've got to be kidding me. This is sexualization. I can see that.
Yes.
I think they've upped the game a lot from Instagram.
No way.
Instagram is posing and standing there in a bikini. It wasn't a lot of like action and booby titty shaking and stuff. That's what this is.
I send you Instagram videos with these women and you practically see their clit print.
Exactly.
That's not on TikTok.
You don't see that?
No.
Oh my God. I could go on TikTok right now and I bet you it would take me 3 swipes to find camel toe. TikTok open. Okay, this is far away, but I'm sure if it was close up, I could see camel toe. It's a girl working out tight workout pants. Hold on. See if I can get a good camel show shot here.
Oh, whatever. I don't really care.
I'm going to start sending you pictures.
Fine. Send it to me. It's not anything near. TikTok still censors so much. I saw this article that TikTok is getting a lot of lawsuits for capturing your biometric data, meaning your face, and storing it or whatever. No shit. Would not shock me.
No shit.
China. Actually, speaking of TikTok, I got to give them credit because even though I don't necessarily love it, I don't hate it either. Jason Derulo, at some point this year, decided to make the conscious decision to invest a lot of money into hiring a team to help him grow and explode on TikTok. And he has. And actually, mm-hmm. what's really interesting about it is that his... Oh, wow. Oh, look at this. I just... Mm-hmm. Look at this. Oh, my God. I just looked up... did a Google search for Jason Derulo, and TMZ wrote this article. Jason Derulo says he's making a fortune off of TikTok, and you can too. Well, it wouldn't be that easy. He has hired a team of people to produce his videos for him. What's cool is he's actually done it so well that he's starting to get a lot of mainstream press. His TikTok videos are getting him written about more so than he ever used to be. So this,
yeah.
It's kind of like when Will Smith decided to make social media a priority as well, and he started to get all that attention. Eventually, that'll die down. Personally, I don't know. It feels so polished. Like, I'm not a huge fan of his content on TikTok because I could tell that five people worked on what should have been a simple video or whatever. I much prefer somebody like JoJo Siwa. JoJo has been crushing it on TikTok and making her own videos, I think. But whatever, congratulations to Jason Derulo. People were writing articles about that one video where his teeth were knocked out, but it was fake. His teeth didn't really knock out, whatever.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. I know it is for me. But you know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to Geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit Geico.com today. That's G-E-I-C-O.com. Geico.com.
On to a Bachelor alum. Do you remember Amanda Stanton?
I'd have to see the picture. No, I don't.
Well, what's interesting, you know, because of social media is so many of these, but it's all changing, right? Like, mm-hmm. eventually their influence is going to wane out. Like, eventually, like, they get on the show and they get a lot of social media followers, but eventually people just grow tired of them, I'm guessing. But this girl, Amanda, was on The Bachelor, and now she's a social media influencer, thanks to mm-hmm. her time on the show. She's got at least 1 million followers on Instagram, if not more, and recently riled people up because she took a road trip from California to Arizona to go get her mm-hmm. hair done. And a lot of people were upset about her, especially because she took her 8-year-old daughter with her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see that as problematic at all. If the hair salons in Arizona are open and she wants to go to the hair salon in Arizona, then go to the fucking hair salon in Arizona.
Yeah, she didn't do anything illegal.
Yeah, I also don't see it as problematic that she took her daughter. I've done enough reading and research. Like, yes, some kids will get the coronavirus, but they don't get it as severely for the most part. Overwhelmingly, they don't get it as severely yeah. as adults. Nor do they transmit it and carry it like adults do. So I don't see that as problematic. I don't know, but so many people made a big deal about it.
No, people are bored.
Yeah. Speaking of reality television, Kristen Cavallari has revealed that in the wake of her divorce, she will not be returning to her show on E!
Oh, damn it.
I know. You thought she was.
I didn't care. What are you talking about? I didn't know if she had a show. Very Cavallari. I actually did know that. I've never seen it before. I don't even have E.
I got to give her credit. I think the reason she did this, though, was for her kids. Because I think it's kind of like some move to make sure that she gets as much custody as possible.
I see it differently. I see it as E is broke as fuck. And they don't have any money to put any shows in production at this moment. And they're not going to keep her tied into a contract that they have to continuously pay her. They know they can revisit her in a year, year and a half, whenever production gets back into normal production schedule. And she'll be ready and willing to take yet another deal because what else does she have to do? I just think it's a money thing. I don't think it's anything other than that. I don't think it was on her side saying, oh, I don't want to do this anymore for my kids. That's bullshit. She wants to be on TV. She needs to be on TV for her business. It's all money. That's my guess.
They could have done it remotely like the Kardashians are doing. They're filming themselves in isolation.
That sounds awful.
Thankfully, not the majority of their upcoming season. I read that it's only just 2 episodes, and the most of this season was filmed before the pandemic hit. But Kristen and Jay are said to be handling things more amicably these days. So that's a nice positive update. Also, Mary-Kate Olsen has finally filed for divorce. Now that divorce courts are open again in New York State, she originally had her emergency petition denied by a judge claiming it was non-essential. Well, now that divorce courts are open again and she's filed for divorce, and she's also got herself a nice, very expensive home in the Hamptons that she's moving into for the summer. Can you imagine if coronavirus like really struck the Hamptons, where all of the rich New Yorkers are? Like they're all there.
They are.
I've been to the Hamptons once, but like I don't even know. Like the Hamptons is so spread out though, right? There's so many Hamptons.
You go all the way out to Montauk. That's the very tip of the Hamptons. There's East Hampton. There's Amagansett. There's, to answer your question, yes, there's a string of town after town, but they're all just really small towns, maybe 6 or 7 towns that make up the Hamptons.
You spent a lot of time there.
I did. I mean, I lived in New York, so that was the place to be on the weekends.
Yeah, you were fancy.
I was fancy. I didn't have a place there. I never had a place there. My best friend had a place there. My ex-girlfriend had a place there. And you always knew people that had a place, whether it be people that rented them for a week or two. But yeah, I spent a lot of time in the Hamptons. It's really wonderful. It's a really cool place to hang.
Yeah. I only went once for some fundraiser thing. And it was like a day trip. Went and came back the same night. It was crazy.
Oh, that's no fun.
Actually, no, I went twice. I never liked it. Anyways, according to People magazine, Mary-Kate and Olivier Sarkozy, her husband, split because she wanted to have children and he didn't want to have children and he already had 2 grown kids and blah, 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 mm-hmm. blah, blah.
Let me stop you there. So why was it an emergency that they get divorced if that was the reason?
The emergency was that he allegedly was trying to kick her out of the home they shared.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. On to some TV news. I'm going to say that this will leave a huge stain on her career, if not possibly sink it. Ruby Rose is this Australian mm-hmm. actress who starred in a couple of episodes or a season or two. I don't know how long she was on Orange is the New Black. Then she mm-hmm. got a lot of heat really quickly. Did an action movie with Vin Diesel, might have done another thing or two, was in Pitch Perfect 2 or 3 or some shit like that, and then got cast mm-hmm. as Batwoman on the CW show. And then after just 1 season, she quit and or was forced out, or a combination of both. But according to reports, she just was not happy and didn't like the long hours and blah, 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 blah. I would just be afraid if it was in the future, if I cast her in something, that she'd be difficult to work with. I guess I'd have to talk to the producers of the Batwoman show and get like the real reason before I'd
get the scoop.
Yeah, before I would ever hire her, but not a good look for her. And also, didn't you know what you were signing up for? If you're the lead on a TV show, that's a lot of work.
It's probably a lot of money, too.
I know. I hope she ends up not regretting this. In more TV-related news, some people are making a big to-do about this yet again. I think this is not an issue whatsoever. Kelly Ripa has been quarantining with her family in the Caribbean. However, she did not tell, has not let her viewers on Live with Kelly and Ryan know.
Really?
I don't think she's pretended that she's in New York City, but she hasn't like alluded or mentioned that she's in the Caribbean. Should she have?
She doesn't have to, but I understand her wanting to hide that, because I think a lot of people, and I know a lot of broadcasters, are in really nice places now where they don't live, and they're doing their shows and they're acting as if, yeah, I'm at home. Yeah, you're home. That's not in the city you live in. It does seem like you're cheating it a little bit and that you're on vacation. But, you know, if you're lucky enough that you happen to own a house in another city, you know, I was telling Callan, like, if I was still working, and because I had the little apartment in West Hollywood, but I also had the little house in Palm Springs, we would be in Palm Springs right now just because we had outside and we had a pool and we weren't on a third story apartment. We'd be killing ourselves if we were quarantined on a third floor apartment, as you would in New York City. I mean, she's got a place in the Hamptons. I don't know why she didn't go there. I don't know why she went to the Caribbean. What a pain in the ass that must be for, you know, recording and sending a show every day.
Yeah, she was on vacation and just decided to stay.
That must be nice.
Yeah, it must be.
What a vacation. She's with her family and kids and out on the beach every day after her show. She may never come back. I think there's a lot of broadcasters that may never come back from the places they've been doing their shows from, because why would you? Once they figured out that they can do their shows remotely, they may continue doing that. But I say that's lazy. I would rather be in the studio any day of the week. And I think the successful shows will be back in a studio sooner than later, because you have to be. It's a different vibe trying to do a show not in the studio versus in the studio. It's just a different vibe.
Yeah. Well, so much is still up in the air about, you know, when shows are going to get back in the studio or what things are going to look like in the future. In fact, this may be the first that some of our listeners are hearing about this. The Olympic Games already were postponed to July of next year. But now we're hearing that the Olympic Games may be canceled completely.
Aha. Didn't I bring that up on the show? I did indeed.
You did? I don't remember that.
Yes, I said they should cancel the Olympics. I said it's dumb. It's a dumb idea that we started years and years ago.
Oh.
And it's just dumb. It doesn't make sense.
It's just
There's
good
no reason to have the Olympics.
There's
good.
No reason.
Done. Cancel it.
There's no reason to have sports.
So we need sports. We need the distraction. You don't need the distraction of the Olympics. Fucking lugeing. That's not even a sport. Sweeping. What's that thing they do where they sweep? Come on. That's not a fucking sport. They just make up shit that they call sports.
If people didn't care, they wouldn't watch. But they do.
Fuck the Olympics. I say cancel them. They're dumb.
Well, speaking of sports, I'm so excited. We're doing a whole fucking sports segment today. From the Olympics to Tom Brady. Following the success of the Michael Jordan documentary, ESPN has announced that they are doing a limited series docu about Tom Brady.
Why? He's still playing. Let him have his career. Then let's look back.
Why?
That's why this Jordan thing is so great. Like, I don't care about Tom Brady right now. I want to wait. You know, I still want to see him play.
Why? Because there's no sports being played right now.
Then get somebody else. There's a billion great athletes that I'd love to hear their backstory. I don't need a guy that's still playing.
Yeah, although I don't think this is going to air this year even. So that is a bit weird. It's going to air next year. Yeah, that's a good point. Who would you like to see?
Oh, wow.
I want to see the Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods.
That's a great one.
But he would have to really go there.
Yeah, Tiger's a good call. I'd love to see Tiger. I'm trying to think of what other sports, like baseball.
But they'd have to still be alive so that they could contribute to it.
Like the Derek Jeter story. That might be kind
of interesting.
That's
boring. Who cares?
He's a boring guy. You're right.
Pete Rose.
He's a degenerate gambler.
Yeah.
Not going to be allowed in the Hall of Fame for something he did when he was a manager, not as a player. That is a good story. I would watch Pete Rose. He's a crazy old guy, too. But what a player he was.
Oh, wait. Or Sammy Sosa.
Sammy Sosa. That is true. Like, now he's dyed his skin all white. Yeah. Like, what's up with that?
I like crazy people. Or Jose Canseco. Oh, my God.
He's too crazy.
I love the crazies. Well, speaking of sports, from football to basketball, I am sure you've heard, but if you haven't, the NBA is in talks to resume their season, but it's going to be unlike any other season in the NBA. All of the games for all of the teams will take place in Florida, in Orlando, where Disney owns this complex, this mega sports complex. It's Disney's ESPN Wide World of Sports complex. And they'll have the campus there and all of the players will stay there. A typical NBA season, is that 3 months, 4 months? How long is one?
Like 6 months.
6 months.
Maybe longer.
Maybe that'll be an abbreviated season then.
Here's the deal. The season had started. It was almost over.
Oh,
so they had
okay.
Yeah, they had about 3 weeks left in the season, or maybe even less.
Oh.
Hockey was like they were ready to start playoffs. Basketball, the same scenario. So they just want to finish this season.
Okay. Now that I know, that makes a lot more sense, because otherwise, like, are they going to be able to take their families? Or are they all going to be like sequestered?
Right.
I mean, yeah, they could just go. They just have to have really good protocols with social distancing. Speaking of Orlando, Universal Orlando has announced plans that they are going to reopen next week on June the 5th. If you want to go to Universal Orlando, it's been signed off by the local government there. Disney thus far has not announced plans on when they are reopening. Only their restaurants, this place called Disney Springs, have reopened. And they've issued a warning on their website of inherent risk that if you go to Universal Orlando, they cannot guarantee that you won't get coronavirus there. Duh, obviously.
Right.
Would you go to a theme park right now?
Nope.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't know if I would either, but eventually I would. I don't know. It's so crazy because, like, I keep telling my mom, like my mom has just decided to live inside for a year or two. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, what if they don't even come up with a vaccine? What if they can't figure one out? Then what do we do?
They will. I think they've already figured it out. The problem is, it's just the time it takes to do the trials to make sure you don't grow a second head.
Well, they better. I don't want them to rush it, but they better. I don't know.
I bet you they have it already. There's too many smart people working on the problem for them not to have it.
Oh, and people and all, scientists from all over the world. I'm so thankful that there are young people that have this passion inside of them that say, when I grew up, I want to be a scientist. Because I never had that passion whatsoever. Mm-hmm. You know what? Our fucking scientists don't get thanked enough. Let us take a moment.
Of course they don't.
Let us take a moment of appreciation for the scientists. Our first responders, they get thanked a lot, and they should be. Our teachers and the doctors and nurses. But we need to thank the scientists. Thank you to the scientists. And also, thank you to the dumb, stupid people that are not going to take the vaccine because they think that Bill Gates is trying to plant a... I literally saw an article that half of the viewers of Fox News do not want to take the vaccine because there's like some conspiracy with Bill Gates. I'm about to rock their world. Those people are so concerned about being chipped or this or that or the other. If you have a cell phone, you're being tracked. You can be tracked just because you have your fucking cell phone. Duh. You don't need a fucking chip. You've got your cell phone. Oh, goodness. Well, crazy, scary times. We appreciate you spending some of your time with us, as always. Mm-hmm. Tell your friends about our show, PerezPodcast.com. That's PerezPodcast.com. And let's take some calls.
Follow us on social media, too. We haven't said to do that in a while.
Hey, guys. It's Amanda calling from Vancouver, Canada. Just a quick note to say that I read on Architect Digest that the reason why Kim and Kanye don't have a hot tub is because their pool can be turned up to the heat of a hot tub.
Oh, wow.
Can you imagine how much it would cost to heat their giant pool the same temperature as a hot tub? Rich people life. Love you guys. Bye.
Jesus, it is. It's expensive to heat a pool.
Rich people.
Mm-hmm.
I just have a hot tub.
Is your pool heated?
Yeah, but I don't heat it. That's why we just got into the hot tub over Memorial Day.
You don't turn it on, right?
It's so expensive.
What's the temperature of your pool?
I don't know, 70-something?
Mine's like 74, and it's fucking freezing.
Yeah, it's freezing.
Hi, guys. This is Kayla from Massachusetts. I just wanted to know what your take was on Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox.
Okay, you got that.
Chicklet from Orange County. I've been listening to you for a very long time, and then I lost you. I don't know how, but then I just started listening to your podcast, and I am absolutely in love with it. I love the way you talk about, I love the way you and Booker talk about drinking and overeating, and in this quarantine, we're all doing it. I don't really have a question. However, I just wanted to say that I was so happy that I found you again. Not that you were ever hiding, and to keep up the good work, and I'm very excited for all the upcoming podcasts. Thanks. Have a great day.
You were hiding on TikTok.
Aw, thank you.
Okay, my question for Booker is, do you think that the Spotify, like, today's top hits or the Apple top hits, like, are they more accurate as to what is popular versus the Hot 100? I just wanted to know your thoughts. Thanks. Bye.
Is it more accurate? I don't believe anything's accurate. It's just because I don't believe there's any incentive for anyone to tell the truth. If you wanted to accept money from labels or management to make your song look better.
Well, actually, I read a really interesting article recently that Spotify is being sued by this label in Florida for unpaid royalties. And Spotify has responded that the label used bots for fake listens. And they don't want to pay.
So they can tell.
Yeah, they can tell.
You see, everything's just gamed all of the time. It is a little disheartening. So I just sort of lean on my gut. Sometimes I say, yeah, that was a hit. Or no, that really wasn't a hit. That was ran up some sort of chart.
Hey, Perez. Hey, Booker. This is Mariana calling from San Francisco. I was just listening to today's podcast and Perez was talking about how his kids are only getting 1 hour of Zoom per day with their teachers. And that's insane to me. I have a friend who is a kindergarten teacher, and she has her students from 9 a.m. to I believe 1 o'clock. And they have breaks in between and little recesses, but out here, they've gotten, they've done a pretty good job of keeping kids on track, especially younger kids, what you were saying, keeping them on track and, adjusting well. And, I hope that your kids and school districts down there are able to figure it out, because that's hard. But love the podcast. I'm glad you guys are doing good.
Okay.
Lucky.
One last call.
Hey, Booker and Perez. This is Mitch from Chicago. I am just calling to say, Perez, I love the idea that you are a villain on TikTok. I think Booker's right. I think it is a young people's platform. I got on it when it was very, very new, and there were nobody my age making content, and we're the same age, Perez. And I love the idea, and I think it's perfect that you have found a place to be a sort of Disney villain, and I support it.
Well, thanks. Yeah, like I said, a lot of my things that I do, I literally do a Disney villain laugh in some of my videos. I got banned last week, and I'm like, guess what? I can comment again tomorrow. So I play into it. I know what I'm doing. But I also stopped, I get fucking banned so much. Whenever I used to get banned, I would make a video daily reminding people that I'm banned from fucking commenting. And now it's I'm getting banned so much. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of a video to make another damn video that I'm banned from commenting. So I'm still currently banned from commenting, by the way. If I don't respond to your comment, it's because I'm banned. Otherwise, I'm responding to comments.
On TikTok, you're the old guy in the club. That's what you are. You're the old guy in the club.
At least I'm not a Karen.
God, that Karen thing. All right, 800-721-1185. We'll do some shows next week, and we'll talk to you soon.
You know what? I'm not a high school girl, so shut up.
Run for the hills.
Who says going out partying in a club you can't find love?
It's the Spidey Podcast with Spencer and Heidi Pratt.
Hello. I'm not dead.
If you want your husband going out every night, good for freaking you.
Hey, that was a joke if you're an idiot. Spencer, you spoiled brat. Your life is amazing.
Get new episodes every Monday on Spotify, Podcast One, and Apple Podcasts.
Don't worry, Mom. I got you.